Okay. We're about like maybe 12 lines up or something on Ibayis Ema. Okay, three lines from the end. Ibayis Ema. Another, right, if you want to say from here, Minolon, what's the source? De Ichmitz, that he went sour, that Doryavesh went bad. Mehacha is from here. Yes, it said, Ad Kesef, Kakrin Ma. Until silver, Kakrin is translated as talents of silver, 100 talents of silver. Okay, comma. This is talking about giving to the base of Mikdash, right? But add, chintin was, we said before, was like wheat, so, right? Koirin, ma'a, 100 cores. Cores is a amount of volume. It's about a quarter of a ton. But in volume, right? But add, choma, batin, until choma, batin, ma'a. And also the choma is wine, and batin is like, is about 25 liters, let's call it liters. 25 liters. So that's 100 of those, Meya. But add botin, Masha, Ma, and also until these botin, which again is a 25 liters of oil, times 100. Get quite a lot of here. A melach di, and this, with regards to the salt, loiksav, it didn't write the amount that, whatever's needed. We're going back. So comments to Gemara. Mi ikora. In the beginning, meaning that's what we saw on the top of the Amud, that possibly that it said below kitzvasa, it didn't have a fixed amount. The first part that we said just was just basically whatever they need, yeah? Okay? And now the hashtag, things changed. The kitzvasa, he limited it. He capped it, yeah? So you see over here, there was a shift. He didn't become so generous anymore. So we see that he was hichmitz. So says the Gemara pushes off this proof, though. It says he doesn't like it. It says, the Dilma Mi'ikara, perhaps in the outset when he didn't see the building plans, lo have accumulate Mikitzvasa. He wasn't sure about the amount needed. Yeah, but now when he knew he saw the building plans, so he knew what he would need or what the usage was each per day. So Elat Mechavata, rather it's clear Kedushanin, like that we answered Mi'ikara earlier. The other three answers on. So.
How does that show that he's
hit
Ichmitz?
That's what we said. And we pushed it off in the end. We just say basically. We pushed it off, yeah. Originally we said basically gave it like whatever you need. Right. And then we started getting a bit like shifting and it was limited. Right. But we said, but that is not proof even. Even, right. Yours is also a cash, but we got, anyway, just said. He just, this is what they needed. So he gave what they needed. Right. He didn't know what they needed earlier. So we go back to the aforementioned answers, proofs.
None of them are sometimes
the Gemara gives different answers, so they say, doesn't mean the contrary. Sometimes they're not arguing as well, though. Yes, so different possibilities, just to see it. We're seeing a trend. Okay, next, so we did the first part of the Mishnah. Look at this. Now the second part of the Lurigolim, right? We said the first of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah Lurigolim. So ask the Gemara Kasha, the Golim, Be'echad, Be'Nisan, who? There's a festival on the first of Nisan. It's not true. Be'chamishasa, Be'Nisan, who? Yeah, Pesach is on the 15th of the month. So why can you call it the Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for the Lurigolim? So answers Rav Chista. Amar Rav Chista says Rav Chista. No. Regel Shabbat, the festival that is in it, meaning in Nisan, which is Pesach, is Rosh Hashanah L'Golim. So that's what was Bebe saying. And it's Rosh Hashanah L'Golim means it's a Nisan, which has Pesach in it, which that is Rosh Hashanah L'Golim. Okay. So Nafka Mina, what's the halachic relevance? Lenoida to somebody who makes a vow. Yeah, lemei kamale to make him subject, this person who makes a neder. Yeah, baval ta'acher. With regards to bal ta'acher, bal means don't, ta'acher means don't be late. So let's just look at the pasuk. So the people have these blue gemaras. If you look at pasuk tes, and the other people don't, you just listen to me. Yeah, it says in that, if you look down, Test four lines from the bottom in the psukim over there, and this is towards the end of the line. It says, "Kisidor neder." When you make a neder, a vow, Lashem, Elukecha. So you make an edit to give something to Hashem. Lo sa'acher. You should not, right? Tari, you shouldn't be late. The Shalmo. To redeem your pledge. Okay? So now, there's a question. So the question is, yeah? So how long is that? How long do you have? Right? So that's going to be a discussion. There's going to be different opinions about that. But the point is, once you say you're going to give something, you have a certain time to give it. And if you don't give it, then you're over this thing. Over this issa. Okay? Let's carry on. So what relevance has they got to Pesach? We're going to see. Okay. The Rebbe, says the Gemara, the Rebbe Shimon he. This Mishnah, our Mishnah, is going according to the opinion of Rebbe Shimon, which we're going to see. The Tanya. We've got a Braisa. Now this is first Tanakama. This is not Rebbe Shimon now. Okay, Tanakama first. So, Achad Anoida. Whether it's somebody who makes a Neder, basically someone says, I'm going to give a Korban to the base of Mikdash. But Achad a Makdish, someone's Makdish, we learned about in Chagiga, says he's going to give some wine to the base of Mikdash. Yeah, but the echad, a marich, whether it's a person who's marich, he says he's going to give the value of this person in silver to the base of Mikdash. Kivan, since, she'ovru alav, it's passed upon him. Gimel regolim, after he made his neder, of these things, yeah, three festivals, over, now he has transgressed, if he did not give it, baval, in don't ta'acher, don't be late with your pledge. That's Tanakam. Rebbe Shimon says, Gimel Regolim, it is, he agrees with Tanakam, it is three festivals. However, it's only Kesidran in their order. Meaning, Chagamatzois Pesach is the first one. The clock doesn't start until you get to Pesach. Once it's Pesach, right, which is the first festival, then we start counting three. Right, which we're going to see. So therefore, let's say he made the neder before Sukkos, the clock doesn't start until he gets to Pesach. So sometimes it can be more than three regolim.
But also, if you make it right after Pesach, and then
the
following year.
Yeah. Good. We're actually going to see. Okay. Now, just lost my place. V'chein haya, right, we're going to see that now. V'chein haya Rebbe Shimon ben Yochai Omer, regolim pa'amim gimel. Sometimes it's three. Pa'amim dalad, sometimes it's four. And pa'amim chamisha, sometimes it's five, depending. Yeah? Ketzad, as you can explain. No, do the near Pesach, if you made a neder before Pesach, it's gimel. It's going to be over after three. Lifnei Atzeres, he made it before Shavuos. Yeah? It's a loss of place. It's chamisha. It's going to be five. And lifnei Achag, and it's before Chag, it's going to be arba. It's going to be four. And a brisa. Good. Tanur Abonant. So now we're still in the same vein. We're still in Baal Ta'acher over here. So this is going to be a big list of things which Baal Ta'acher applies to. All of these things, okay? And we're going to go into different opinions. And we're going to say this is Tanakama, then there's going to be Shimon, there's going to be other opinions as well. So Tanur Abonant. Chayvei Hadomim. Some people are obligated to give money. They basically says, I'm going to give the value of this person to the base of Mikdash. So a person's street value, you can sell this person in the shuk for whatever price, whatever, you're going to give that to the base of Mikdash. Ha'erochin. Erochin is the price that's fixed in the Torah, which is given to the people depending upon age and gender. Yeah. Ha'charomin. This is things that people consecrate to the base of Mikdash. Or some, right? These things are also, he has to get, right? The Hekdeshos, things he sanctifies to the base of Mikdash. Chata'ois. A chatas, if a person transgresses an Avera, which is Chayv Chatas, and he has to bring a korban. So he's gonna have a year, we're gonna see how long he's got to bring it, right? But Ashramois and Ashram, let's say he accidentally used some temple property. Oilos, he made a neder to give an oila. Shlomim, he made, let's say he gave a neder to give some shlomim, a korban shlomim. Tzedakah, he said he was gonna give tzedakah. Maestros means over here that he has, shumas and maestros by him. Yeah, from vegetables. Bechor, he's got a firstborn animal. Maisa means Maisa Behema. Or Pesach, and a Pesach. The Gemara's gonna say, what do you mean you got a year to give, well, you know, a year to give that Pesach? That doesn't make sense. Whatever, we'll get there. Yeah? Leket. Leket is basically when a person's cutting his field with the grain, with his sickle, right? So a little bit of the things fall down. So you, okay. And Shicha is a forgotten, pile of grain. And peah is the little bit you leave on the side, right? So Tosfos says over here, what's the case then? He says basically the case is that there weren't any Aneim around, yeah? And this person picked them up for the Aneim because they were going to rot or whatever, or, you know, it was going to rain or something, yeah? And he kept them by him. So he's got a year to give it to the, to distribute it. Yeah, that's why it's by him. What's the Baal Taka over there? Okay. Sha'ovru aleihem. That if it passed upon these things when he said he was going to give them and they're by him, Shlosha Regolim, so this is back to Tanakama, three festivals, it's over. He's transgressed Baal Taka, the prohibition of Baal Taka. Okay? That's Shittas Tanakama. Now, Rebbe Shimon Oimer, which we've seen this already, is Shlosha Regolim. Kesidran, only three regolim when it's in the Seder, right? V'chag ha-matzois, tachila, and Pesach starts the clock. Now, Rebbe Meir, third sheeta, Oimer, kiven sha'ova aleihem, since it's passed upon these things which he said he was going to give, regal echad, even one regal, oiva baal ta'acha, he transgresses baal ta'acha. He's very machmir, Rebbe Meir, right? And Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, he says, Oimer, kiven sha'ovru aleihem, since it's passed upon them, shnei regolim, two festivals, then it's over the baal ta'acha. He transgresses baal ta'acha. Fifth shita, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. This is the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Yeah, oimer kiven sha'ovru aleihem, since it's passed upon them, chag hasukos, specifically chag hasukos, basically only if he basically did give them by hasukos, then it's over aleihem baal ta'acha. Then it's over baal ta'acha. That is the end of the Braisa. And the Gemara is going to explain their shitas, but we're going to stop here.